Lake. Linda, let me know when we've restarted recording. We're good? Okay, so with that, we can talk in general about the idea of investing in property to expand the facilities.
Lisa had a question for Brandon, I think, when we left.
Could you just repeat that question, and then Brandon can respond?
I think her question was the legal, what does adopting the parameters of resolution legally bind the city to do?
Yeah, so this is Brandon Johnson, bond counsel. As Ken mentioned, adopting the parameters resolution does not obligate the city or the building authority to issue the bonds. It just gives authorization to do so. And so if you were to approve the resolution tonight and then decided a month later that you just didn't want to move forward, at least not at this time, you could just drop it, and there was no there's no obligation to move forward. There is a little bit of lead time, and so there is some advantage to adopting the resolution sooner rather than later, because it starts the 30-day contest period and a few other things that gets it started, and it opens up options for the city and for the building authority. But again, it doesn't obligate there's no obligation to actually issue the bonds.
Are we committing ourselves to legal fees or consulting fees at all?
I'll answer that for my part. The answer is no. Typically with these, we get paid only when the bonds are issued.
Okay.
Dinner's enough for us. Thanks.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
If we approve the parameters resolution tonight, do we have to schedule our public hearing within a certain amount of time? Like, is it going to expire?
No, there's no time frame for the public hearing. The only kind of time frame, or I guess limitation, that there would be, and it's really not even a legal one, but it's just kind of a general practice in the bond community, is that after about a year after the resolution is adopted, if you didn't issue the bonds in those times, typically we'd have you approve it again. But other than that, there's really no. So if you were to approve it today but didn't end up moving forward for, say, 3 months, there wouldn't be a problem with that.
And there's not a problem with having different council members as we move forward?
Yeah, good question. That's not a problem either. In fact, the statute specifically provides for that in a case like this. Yeah.
No, these aren't general obligation bonds. Is that right? How are we just secured by the property, or what were we thinking?
Yeah, so I'll just a summary of how these bonds work. And the reason why you're meeting is the Board of Trustees of the Building Authority. They're not general obligation bonds, so there's no election required. There is a 30-day referendum period where if 20% of the voters sign a petition or a referendum, then the bonds can be placed on the ballot or on the election. But typically there's no election required. What happens is the building authority actually issues the bonds to finance the purchase of the property and the building, and then does so and leases the building and the property to the city. And the city makes lease payments, and that's how the bonds are paid, is from those lease payments. The lease payments are just the bond payments. And so the source of revenue, well, and Mayor, you'd mentioned one security for the bonds is the actual property. Typically, there's a mortgage or deed of trust placed on the property. It doesn't have to be the case, but usually investors look to that. Investors really are not usually interested in foreclosing on a public works facility. It's more of just a hook that they know that you're not going to stop paying on it because you want your public works facility. The actual source of payment or the revenue is just the general revenue of the city. And as Ken mentioned, you can designate certain revenue streams in anticipation of paying that. But the bondholders just view it as basically a payment from the city of for whatever source.
So you say we'd be pledging revenue? Or they'd be revenue bonds?
No, I'm sorry. You're not pledging any revenue. Okay. You're just you're making a commitment
There's a 20-year lease or whatever, and
exactly.
That lease is secure.
And it's actually annually renewable, and so there is, at least in theory, not in theory. The city is budgeting every year to make that lease payment, and you can at some point down the road decide not to make that lease payment, which would then be a default on the bonds and trigger that. It's an annually renewable lease payment that you make. From the bondholder's perspective, you're not pledging any certain specific revenue stream. But as Ken mentioned, just for your own budgeting purposes, you may determine from which revenues it would come from. But yeah, for the bondholders, you're not pledging any revenue at all. It's just it's what we call a moral obligation, on the part of the city to make your annual lease payments.
So one of the benefits of these is that we can start recovering costs on the bond, from the bond once we pass this resolution. Are there costs that we're concerned about that we may incur that we want to go ahead and collect from the bonds?
I'm not worried about any costs right now.
Okay, so there's no real hurry on this right now. We're not anticipating any costs that we'd want to get from the proceeds?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start. I mean, I feel a little bit uncomfortable in that it feels like we've borrowed a lot of money lately and we're spending a lot of money. It's just a general level of discomfort. And it just seems like $6 million, it just seems like we could find an easier way to expand and take care of some of the problems that we have. Going from a $2.8 million building to a $8.8 million building. I really struggle with that. And I guess I am a voting member on this building authority. And so I think I would have a problem with it, but I'll open it up to others.
Well, I like the idea of making sure that we're planning ahead for the city's needs in the next 20 and 30 years as the land gets bought up and changed uses. There's maybe an opportune time to secure the right location for the next foreseeable future. That being said, I definitely agree with the mayor. I'm very uncomfortable about the level of debt that we've been incurring. And for the last 8 years, I've been trying to lower the overall debt of the city. And the last thing I want to do is leave it with a large burden of debt. So we don't want to use all of the TIF revenue necessarily, but I wonder if we can secure a legacy for our department and the needs that they have in a different way than just burdening us with a large amount of debt. I do know that we have some reserves of unrestricted cash in these different funds that coordinate with the Public Works Department, the Water Fund and the Storm Water Fund, etc. And I think I would love to hear a more comprehensive plan before we really obligated or talked about more bonding. But that doesn't mean I'm not in favor of the general concept of figuring out what we need. But the one piece I would like to better understand is what really is the ask? Like, how much land do we need? What services are we not able to provide today that we would be able to provide? I've talked to the Public Works Group. I'm supporting what they need, but I just want to know what they need so I can support it in specificity. And so I think we just need a little bit more information.
I agree with the mayor as well that maybe we have been borrowing, like I'm uncomfortable borrowing more money. I want to meet the needs that the Public Works Department has. So maybe we can look at something like a building two smaller somewhere else or something like that that maybe saves money and doesn't cause us to go further into debt.
So one of the things I was feeling good about here was ever since we built City Hall and we moved some people from the Public Works Building up here, I've always had this kind of impression that the Public Works Building was underutilized. And that, I guess, is not the case. We talked, if my memory's correct, we actually looked at maybe building a separate facility, and we talked about maybe the Hatch Park area, someplace to store buildings or store equipment in. So we have two separate facilities. And it sounds like we're moving away from that plan. Is that correct?
We're not moving away from anything. And I couldn't agree more that I think what's missing here is a little bit more of what we usually do when we make these big decisions, which is go through a little bit lengthier planning process. And I think that's probably what the council's used to, and it's really the way we ought to do this.
I guess my sense was I've always thought that the Public Works Building was a very nice facility and hasn't served its useful life yet, and so. But I came here today totally open to looking at these needs and being swayed if it made sense.
I have a follow-up question. The city owns land up near the water tank as we're heading up the hill from City Hall, just up to the right, off center. And I know that there's kind of a large portion of land and it's a little bit hilly, but are there existing parcels of land that the city owns that might be able to be utilized that currently have no use? I mean, I know that we have some land that we have set aside where we pump water and have wells as well. So do we need to have it all in one location, or could we have it in two locations if we already own the land?
Yeah, I think that's a great consideration that we have not looked at very seriously. So thank you for that question.
And there is, I probably should have brought, there may be other parcels I'll ask you about later.
Okay.
So I'd just say that based on what we've been told, that we've got a lot of investigating to do and decide whether we really need this facility or not. But on the other hand, if it's not costing us anything to pass this resolution so that it's open and free, and it's really the cost of the money. If all of a sudden it starts jumping up and we decided we need these facilities, maybe it's better just to pass it and have it sitting out there on the books. And that's why I'm sure it was put on the agenda so that we could do that. But again, as far as the decision to actually borrow the money isn't being made right now, it's really just a decision to have it available to us.
And I don't disagree, other than just something that seems like it happens is you start a ball rolling and it ends up with a bunch of inertia and then it ends up happening. Again, I have no problem. If you think it will help as you go out and explore issues and property purchases and try and finalize what you're trying to do, if this would help you with that process, I don't see a problem voting for the resolution. Just with the warning that I would hate to see this as just momentum and as the decision's made and we'll go forward with it now, because I think there needs to be a lot of thought before that actually happens.
I think based on kind of what I've heard tonight, I would recommend that you not adopt that resolution tonight and let us do a little bit more work. Come back to the council with some
I think in general the council's really supportive of Public Works, and we want to make sure that we take care of our equipment and that we're doing things properly. But at the same time, we have a $2.8 million facility now. Do we really need to spend $6 million more?
Yeah.
That just seems like a pretty heavy ask right now.
It's an excellent question, and I agree with you that we need to give you some good planning on this and some good data.
Okay.
And I appreciate the council's support of Public Works. They know that you're supportive of them. David knows that. From his seat, which is a frustrating one, I think, because the city is growing and the needs are growing, and we've talked about so many other areas and paid attention to so many other areas, I think it's the time is coming for us to kind of circle back and come back to the public works issue, which I think that was the reason that this came up in our previous council meetings. But there are probably many, many ways to solve the problem, and we ought to explore together as many of those options that are feasible so that we make the best decision we can.
So would you rather have this tabled or voted on tonight?
I think tabling would be good.
Okay. Is there a motion to table this?
I will move to table this.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Lisa, are you there?
Did you ask to go out of closed session? Is that it?
No.
No, we asked to table the motion. We've already left closed session, so we're voting to table the issue. Can she hear me? Can you just repeat?
Did you hear the mayor? Council
no.
member? So they just took a vote to table the resolution, to table action on the resolution. Do you have a vote on that?
Yes, I am in favor of tabling.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that motion passed unanimously. Is there a motion to adjourn the local building authority meeting?
I move to adjourn the meeting. The local, yes.
Authority meeting.
There it is. Local building authority meeting. There you go.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. So with that, we'll go ahead and leave this, and then we'll go ahead and start the next meeting in about 10 minutes.